All right, so we have something very interesting going on within the ranks up the little ticket that we've uncovered. And it's always interesting to see one of the minions try and step out. And I would imagine it must especially
I don't know, man.
For Shoopy, as he is the ruler and lord of all minions.
Is he?
Yes.
Yes, I'd say so.
Yes. King of the dorks.
Right.
But there is another one who has his eyes on another career path than the one he is relegated to up there.
First off, let me say that this is an incredibly dirty, cheap, underhanded thing we are doing.
I don't care.
But, uh-oh.
Where's my microphone?
Down around your ass.
Danny's microphone was
straight down.
Just, I don't care. Where's my microphone? What a drunken...
I thought it was up here.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. But yeah, I don't really care either because he knows, this man knows, that if he's going to step outside the box and do something like this, mm-hmm. it's going to be exposed. We're going to expose him. He knew that,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's going to be found out, and when it's found out, what's about to happen will.
Right.
We're speaking of our dear friend, and I do mean this, because I love this kid, the killer.
I love him too.
Just the sweetest soul on the planet.
Hey,
and
boy.
The killer is known for many things. That is one of them.
He loves Beer Fest, the movie.
Yes.
He loves beer, the drink.
And that's really it.
Right.
That's about all I know about the guy, and that he cannot eat a raw steak.
And he's from Arlington.
Yes, he went to Sam Houston.
And he calls his dad Money Shot.
Right.
We don't want to get into that.
No. So the killer is an engineer. He has been an engineer at the station now forever. Mm-hmm. For as long as I can remember.
He's one of the guys who comes out and sets up our remotes for us.
Right.
Because you think we can do that?
No.
No.
Actually, you know what? I bet you Danny and I could.
No.
We've done it before.
Kinda. Not all this crap, though.
No. So, anyway, the killer has decided that he is going to live the TC Jake Z podcast dream. And he is going to step outside the walls of engineering and do a show.
Which he wants to do anyway.
Now, I wasn't aware of this.
I wasn't either until last night.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has long expressed his desire to do something else up there. He also would like to be a producer.
Yeah. And I know he's filled in for like, during our show, whenever we're on vacation, whoever's out there, killer will produce. And hey, more power to the guy.
Yeah, he's just trying to advance his cause.
Right.
However, all that said,
it's time to kick him in the balls.
Right. Whenever you do something quite as brazen as this, you don't need to be thinking we're not going to find out about it, because we will.
Yeah, and not only will we find out about it, we'll play it on the radio.
Yes. So
this is the blessing and the curse, by the way, of the internet and internet mm-hmm. broadcasting, that anyone on the planet can do this.
Yes.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yes, and if you don't believe it, just look at that.
Yeah.
So, following in the footsteps of It's Just Banter, we have this.
What's it called? Do we know? Does it have a name yet?
Do you know the name of the show?
It's called Killer, K-Fled, and a Six-Pack.
Because he's got a partner that's a girl.
Right, and her name is K-Fled.
Now, K-Fled, I know nothing about except that she works in promotions at one of our four stations up there in the building.
Do you know who this is, Shoopy?
I don't know, but I'd like to find out. Take her out to a nice seafood dinner. Never call her again.
All right, so we have some cuts of the killer. This is another thing about the killer. The killer has never been known as a strong broadcaster.
Right.
Gets kicked in the balls quite a bit whenever he does come on the air.
Yes, and he ends up turtling and kind of going under the table, and
yes.
You don't hear much more from him after that.
Yes, he will retreat very easily.
Yes.
And then this is on the air or off the air. I mean, we'll be sitting here just, you know, at lunch having a conversation, and he'll be like, you know, one time
when I was in high school, I was throwing a pitch, and then
it'll just stop. And you're like, well, finish it!
He is also the king of the trail off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because even when he does finish a thought, it invariably ends in so.
Right. And we're looking at him like, dude, show some confidence and finish. Just keep going.
Correct.
Well, you guys acted like you weren't interested.
Well, yeah, we're not interested, but finish the damn thought. Yes. It might help.
Say what you want to say and you know, go on. Just be strong about it, killer.
Right. All right, so.
That's enough backstory.
I think so. So here is little sampling of the killer and Kay Fled and a six-pack.
And we're recording. You ready?
Here we go.
This is the first ever podcast of Killer, K-Fled, and a six-pack. Why a six-pack? Well, that's
cheers.
Why.
Oh, no.
Oh, I had to drink my beer fast.
Oh, he drank before he cheers. That's bad luck.
Well, part of the problem is when I opened it up, it went up my nose. We had to hold the beer right by the mic. And it, oh.
By the way, our mics are like... I feel like I'm wearing an aviation headset.
Well, this is a standard.
I'm going to have to call into the tower.
Well, speaking of tower, that's where we're actually located at right now. We're at the broadcast tower of the KLIF 570 AM.
What?
This is where I go to work every day. This is my home away
from
home.
It's kind of like a bunker.
It is.
There aren't any windows.
No windows at all.
It's surrounded by couch.
Yeah, what? Everywhere. It's
right,
kind of cool. Like, we're in.
Okay.
I can tell you what this is already.
What?
All this is.
I know
is
where you're going.
Killer trying to drag some old broad out into an isolated area where there are no windows and say, hey, look at me. I'm on the radio. And guess what? You're not going anywhere.
So are you, by the way.
Because of the implication.
Don't you think?
First off, they're...
No, I think this is an honest broadcast attempt.
They're the problem with these damn podcasts... Yes, okay, I'm drinking a beer right now, too, but...
Yeah, you are.
But there's way too much drinking going on, and way too much cussing, man.
Well, who's there to tell you you can't?
I know, but...
And why should you object to that? Those are two things that you embrace.
I like drinking, cussing,
and fooling around with women.
All right, continue.
It's kind of cool that, like, we're in the room that we're in the 60s, I guess, that you had to have somebody be here 24 hours a day, manning a station, and this was the living room. This is where they hung out.
I can tell because of that homey picture right behind you.
Yeah.
With that
yeah.
seascape.
Yes, it's so nice. And then the nice couch covered.
What?
It's the ugliest couch ever.
It's probably from
yes.
the early 1950s.
It is the most comfortable to lay on. You got enough cable. You can lay on it.
Look how comfortable that couch is. It's comfortable
Maybe
to lay on.
Maybe you should
on.
Lay down there.
Yes, maybe we should retire to the couch later.
Do you know what chloroform is?
By the way, can I interest you in how long this podcast is?
How long is it?
30 minutes.
All right. If you have a 30-minute podcast, shouldn't you want to hit the high notes
yeah,
pretty early?
Instead of discussing the decor of the tower shack and the couch?
In your first podcast ever, wouldn't you want to really
get out of the gate and get to some content?
Gotta have a little setup.
Okay, well, it's time to move on.
What is the content? Is it sports? Is it general talk?
Let's find out.
Okay, all right.
This is standard for me. This is easy. That part's easy. I mean, I got the computer running, got good levels. Wow, we've been broadcasting for almost 13 minutes.
Woo!
Kick ass.
Cheers to 13 minutes.
I'm still on my first beer because I've been talking. Usually I just drink.
It's time to pick up the pace.
All right, so.
All right, let's talk about Cheddar's.
Cheddar's?
Cheddar's?
Oh, okay.
The restaurant?
It was chicken fried steak, a baked potato. Disappointed in the baked potato.
I thought it looked all right.
It was kind of bland. I didn't put any pepper
on it. Okay, what?
Are they doing a restaurant review of Cheddar's?
Right.
Well, Cheddar's?
Dig deep.
What you didn't hear is they were talking about, leading up to that, that when they had never met before and they were going to talk about doing this podcast, they met at Cheddar's. And then now
they had never met?
Well, they were, I think they, in passing, but then they started wanting, she said she wanted to do a podcast, he did, so they got together at Cheddar's and talked it out.
Wow.
And now he's explaining that his baked potato was a little dry.
Okay, let's get more in depth on Killer's baked potato now.
All right, let's talk about Cheddar's.
Cheddar's? Oh, okay. It was chicken fried steak, a baked potato. Disappointed in the baked potato.
I thought it looked all right.
It was kind of bland. I didn't put any pepper on it, though. That's fine. I'm a pepper guy.
He's a tiger. He loves pepper and hates cinnamon.
Yes. You got tiger blood.
Okay, Charlie.
Oh, God.
Well, that was just...
What was that?
Oh, my God.
What was that?
I have no idea.
That was a special kind of laugh.
Yeah. I don't... Yeah,
can that be recreated, even?
I don't know. Like, that was like an old man laugh.
He sounded like a seven dwarf or something.
Oh, man. Okay.
And the eighth dwarf, Killer. It's like sneezy, grumpy, happy, and Killer.
Snow White kept me hidden the entire time.
You laugh like that.
Oh, I got a funny Snow White story for later.
Okay.
What?
All right.
Oh,
okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
All right. I'm going to have to talk to Killer.
All right. Wait a minute. Wait. Shoopy?
Dude.
Snow White talk next.
He is getting the harshest call after my shift.
You've got to rein
it
in, Shoopy.
What is happening?
That's messed up, too. I mean, the how's my baked potato doing staple is something that we have long at It's Just Banter copyrighted, and that they would go
would
and
you
take
shut
that
up? You know what?
I'm going to have to talk to TC, too.
You have no room to talk, TC. I don't want to hear you ripping on Killer. This guy is just trying to do something here. We're allowed to rip on him.
He's trying to follow in your footsteps.
Right. It's your fault, basically. We should be yelling at you. Oh, my God. All right. So
Do we want to continue?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's
is there any more cuts?
Yeah, this next cut is about Kristen's first job.
Kristen, that's K-Fled.
K-Fled.
All right, we continue with the Killer and K-Fled podcast.
Yeah,
when they saw a runaway cart, they sent Killer out there.
Can I belch?
Yeah? Can you?
What?
I don't know.
Did.
Whoa. Good job.
It's the beer. We're drinking a Lone Star now.
Yes, that's right. Lone Star is the beer of the day for now. There are two beers of the day.
Three.
One, three beers, to be determined.
Yes, it's a surprise. All right, so Kristen's first job. Oh, this is awesome. Anybody who's a Ranger fan will recognize the guy who would walk around yelling, "Ah, dogs!" Well, Kristen was a hot dog vendor at a baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm. But I actually had my own cart.
Oh, you had a cart?
Yeah. I was big time.
Were you for the... Because you're from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it for the Cubs or for the White Sox?
No, it was for a minor league team.
Oh,
they were called the Schaumburg Flyers.
Schaumburg?
Mm-hmm.
Is that south or north?
Northwest.
Okay.
Okay.
And, yes, I actually got the job. I was at a baseball game with some of my friends. We went to watch the game because it's a cheap game, you know.
Yeah.
Something to do on the weekend.
All right.
Seriously,
I'm all out of life.
Mike?
What?
Yeah, I am too. I'm totally drained by this. If you're going to have a podcast, have it go somewhere.
And number two, if you've never done one before, don't get drunk!
No.
Don't make it all about beer. If you want to drink beer while you're doing it, great, but you don't have to tell everybody. What does that accomplish? Does that make you cooler in some way because you're doing a podcast and drinking beer at the same time?
I don't know.
I mean, help me out here, TC.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't drink.
Yes,
well, yeah, I know, but
drink.
But I mean, does that in some way enhance value or? I don't know. I don't get it.
All right. Is there any other piece of comedy or anything that we need to listen to, Eric? That would be worthy of our time, or have we run out? Have we tapped out?
Is this about all we're going to get out of Killer, K-Fled, and a six pack?
That's enough. Well,
topic groups.
Ty brought up a segment where Killer was being timed how fast he could run and get the beer.
Yeah, they had,
and get back.
It was away from him, and he was like, she didn't want to be left alone, but then they made it a bit where, I'll time you, Killer, and then I think he slipped on the way of running back or something. I don't know.
This sounds awful. This sounds
okay,
awful.
So We've been rambling now for 20 minutes.
Good job.
We've been doing pretty good. This has actually been fun.
What?
So far.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
I'm going to finish my beer so I can get another beer.
Okay.
And then you can finish your beer. And I'll get your second beer.
He's trying to get her drunk so he can get her on the couch. Yeah. That's what this is.
You can't leave.
Yeah, I can because I'm going to let you talk for a bit.
I'm just going to talk by myself.
Why not?
It's not fun.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Crap, how do we get our beer?
All right.
Because I put them in the refrigerator. We didn't think about this, did we? Crap.
We need a penguin bartender.
Oh, man. Okay. You know what? If I run over there...
Oh, all right. Right. Okay, okay, all right. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it.
Die. Killer, you can die, okay?
What?
Done with you.
What is he doing?
I'd like to retroactively suggest to just hit pause to get the beer. Just hit pause, grab the beer, come back.
So that's
what
your
kind of recording is that too?
Suggestion.
Yeah, what is that recording?
Is that rap music or some such going on in the background?
It's wind.
No.
Sounds like they just recorded at a really crappy quality.
Okay.
Come on, killer, get with this. If you're gonna
do it.
Actually, you know what? Just don't do it. Okay.
I love him a lot.
Now I'm mad.
The words. You better follow the advice of your leader, killer.
Because I'm Shoopy. Damn it.
All right, enough.
I love him a lot, but I'm almost upset that we had to do this segment.
Oh, man, we should have done Mike and Scottsdale. No, we're definitely doing this at 5:10. Well, we didn't know.
No, we didn't know. And there is no way to know until you actually play it.
We need to apologize, don't we?
Probably.
Because ultimately, this falls at our feet.
You got to take a shot.
Yeah, we do have
to take a shot. Thought there was going to be something there.
No, there's not.
I would have been left for noon to three. Better left. All right, up next.
Now they won't even do it tomorrow.
No, they won't. We were scrambling like, we need to do this before Bob and Dan do, but no, Bob, Dan, there's no need for you to do that.
No, there's really not.
At all.
We'll take the hit for this.
217. Clearly time made this one. Sports Radio 1310 ticket. High marks for creativity. But has that signature tie.
Two things he loves most in the world.
Yeah.
My laugh and Star Wars.
The Mos Eisley Spaceport soundtrack.
And the slightly off.
Just a little bit off.
Off the beat.
White boy rhythm.
All right, here's Dan.
That's what happens when you're trying to do it between tickers.
All right, he just knocked this out.
It was all the rage yesterday. We all heard that there was a new podcast in town, and I likened this last segment to remember the age. Oh, I don't know. It was way back in 06, maybe 07. Remember 07? When everybody got a cover band. Of course, Mike Reiner had a cover band, Petty Theft. Then all of a sudden, Groobs has a cover band. Then Tom walks in one day and declares that, hey, guys, I've known you for like 10 years, and I've never mentioned this before, but I'm really, really into Jim Morrison and the Doors, and so much so that I now have a cover band and will appear at your birthday party.
Like over a weekend, he became the biggest Doors fan in the history of the planet.
But I had never heard him once say anything about the Doors. We never had any Doors music as return. We never saw him with a T-shirt that's Doors. But, you know, divorce will sometimes just do something to you. Something good.
A little more time to read.
Anyway.
My Wall of Voodoo project that never got off the ground.
And, of course, you remember I even dabbled in it myself.
Your Bobby McFerrin cover band.
With Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Right.
We still need that performance.
So, but nowadays, it's all about the podcast. They're popping up all over the place.
I think space is super gay.
We saw Corolla go to podcast as he left regular radio. I think. On someone else's terms. Bill Simmons started a podcast. Those are big names, of course. Then we dropped down a little bit from Corolla and Bill Simmons to TC and Jake.
Buzz Aldrin.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Did a podcast. They've done like 100 of them, though. They're
established.
They're pretty polished as a podcast. And we saw that podcast... I guess partly based on the fact that they had some experience doing a podcast, they ended up getting a shot on the weekends, and I'm not sure, but I think that's going to continue in the future. I think
it needs to continue.
I think
America needs it.
I think so. No one's asked me, but I'm not sure anybody's ever tuned into the late night ticket weekends so they could hear sporting news radio. But you might have gotten an extra couple of people just to hear TC and Jake.
It's not the same if Jake can't use the most vulgar of vulgar terms, though.
Some old
And that's not even the one
no,
that he not likes at
the
all. Most.
That's the child-friendly one.
Well, anyway, don't think that people around here haven't noticed that that podcast was a springboard to getting on the ticket. And in that vein, joining us now is the newest member of the podcast community. You know him as Jason Killer Kellison of ticket engineering fame. He
a name given to him by this show.
Thank you, Bob. You gave me that name.
I did, Killer. It gives me great pride.
Wasn't that because of the San Diego Padres pregame show when you and Donovan decided to drive from
That's exactly right.
Oxnard to San Diego, which took you, what, like seven hours?
7 hours, yeah, in Friday traffic.
Longest trip of our life.
A literal 7 hours,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a story I have to tell like all the time because everybody always wants to know how did I get the name Killer.
Man, we should let you tell it. That would have been
It's really boring.
Oh.
Well, as a matter of fact,
how about that?
As a matter of fact, he did tell that story on his first podcast, and he did not give you credit.
Really?
Did I not give him credit? I'm sorry, Bob. You gave me the name.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Jonathan on your travels.
But dropping names to your co-host probably wouldn't, that might not have impressed her had you dropped Bob's name.
Yeah, isn't this really just a pursuit to, you know.
See her naked or something?
Okay, have you listened to the podcast?
No, I just know that most of Killer's downtime is.
What's your podcast
Beer
called?
And girls.
Spent on girls.
Because Bob, it's amazing that Bob didn't listen, yet came to the exact same conclusion as I did, and I did listen to a half hour. I think it was called The Courting Hour. I viewed this is the new study with me. Like, hey, you want to? I'm not doing very well in this math class. Maybe we should study together.
Maybe we should do a podcast together.
And that has nothing to do. Do you think I ever cared whether I was doing well in that math class? No. I'm just trying to get closer to this this young lass and hopefully.
This wonderful smelling girl next to me.
So, Killer, what's your podcast
Don't
called?
Don't girls smell good, Killer.
And how can people subscribe to it?
It's called Killer Kayfaled and a Six Pack.
But I think if you search Killer Podcast on iTunes, you won't find it.
No, it's not on there yet.
Well, that's a shame.
It's not on there yet.
But so if you search Killer's Facebook page, you will find a link, right?
Yes.
Now, since
we have a fan page on Facebook.
You have a fan page?
That's cocky.
How do you have a fan page and you haven't even put out the podcast
yet? It's pretty
easy
to make.
My co-host, like, created it, I guess.
Now,
did you work on that part?
Did you want to make sure that you're the, you know, the first name in this because you're the more established broadcaster?
Yeah, you're like the Charlie Sheen in the
right,
equation.
Right, I mean, it couldn't have been Kayfaled Killer and a six-pack, right?
It could have been, I guess. I don't know. It just, Killer sounds like a good way to start it off, so that's what we did. So.
And what do we do on this podcast? Is it a weekly?
Yeah, it's going to be a weekly. We actually sat down on Monday and we recorded 3 episodes to get practice in and stuff.
Oh, like Price is Right. They do them all in one day. And
yeah, but the second and third ones weren't as good as we had hoped. We weren't.
Hold on a second. So as I listen to the one you published,
this is the one you nailed, huh?
No,
you're saying the one you put out there is better than other things? Because I want to hear those.
they're a train wreck, I promise that. But we're hoping by like episode 15 to 20, we're in a group and we're able to do this really well.
Why not start the heavy publicity then?
You know what? This is my mistake. I put it on my Twitter and I put it on the Facebook probably before we were ready for it. But might as well get going and
it's tough to keep a secret.
The balls now.
How many Twitter followers does somebody like the Killer have?
I don't know. What do you got, Killer?
Shoot, what? How many Twitter followers?
Yeah,
I think I'm like almost to 1,100. I'm not really sure.
There's nothing wrong with that, Grubbs.
That's pretty cute.
What a jerk!
Wow.
1,103 follow Killer 1310. There you go.
Okay, yeah. So I was right.
And what might the topic, what's the base? You know, we are Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We might veer all over the place, but there is a base down there. There's sports. There's a sports base, and then we can branch off of that. What's your trunk? What's your main, why do we tune into this podcast?
It'll be different each week. That's what we're trying to figure out. Like, if we want to go heavy sports, we want to go heavy, like, social life. We want to do entertainment stuff.
After listening to one podcast, and it was only a half hour, which, by the way, I will never get back.
It's a very manageable length, though.
My initial thought, he's trying to hit on this girl the whole time.
Yes.
And thought number two is you might want to have a topic, anything, like something, like a base topic.
What's her story?
What's Kristen's story?
Yeah, is she one of those ticket chicks you're bothering all the time, or what's her deal?
No, she actually has nothing to, well, she works upstairs on 16.
Big.
She's in promotions upstairs for Cliff and the Wolf, and she does some overnight stuff for the Wolf.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Still pretty vague. All right. Here, let's listen to some audio.
Oh, God.
I'm going to only two pieces of audio. It's a half hour. And number one, Bob,
yes,
I thought maybe we could adopt this on our show. This is the killer movie review.
All right.
Of the week. And we like to hear killer review movies, don't we? We've done that on road trips many times.
Yeah, he's been on Jay Leno many times.
Set in, like, 1988. And what it is Topher Grace plays a character with a twin sister, and they are, both of them are super smart. One went to MIT, and one was going to go to Cambridge. And he fell in love with this girl in high school, his high school crush, and on one magical night, he has a chance to get with her and fall in love and yada, yada, yada. Dan Fogler plays his best friend. Basically, the whole movie wraps up. It's a 1980s, kind of like a John, I don't know the guy's name. He did, like, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Breakfast Club, all that stuff.
And wait a minute.
It's just like one of his movies.
Yeah, I got my movie.
The main character ends up with the girl at the end of the movie. Just a love story. Crazy night. Supposed to be the best nights of their lives. There's cocaine. So, I love it. All right.
Let's go back for a moment.
I got my movies mixed up, and it's John Hughes. I was trying to think.
Breakfast at Tiffany's from, like, 1960?
I was thinking Breakfast Club, and Breakfast at Tiffany's came out.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Oh. John Hughes. That's right. Rest his soul.
Oh, man.
So
the dearly departed.
I had 60 seconds to try it. I did.
What you just heard there was the most succinct, well-thought-out 60 seconds of the 30 minutes. What you're going to hear here is I just put together a montage of some of the best of Killer from his first podcast.
All right.
This is...
Well, you lost more than half an hour of your life if you put together a montage.
Dan works very hard.
Here you go. Oh, by the way, I also made the executive decision, the creative decision, I suppose, was really had a lot of music flying around that I might have used, but decided, you know what? The podcast felt that it's like Arrested Development. It needed no laugh track.
Okay.
It needed no music. I didn't want to infringe upon that. I'm not going to be Ted Turner and colorize your movie that was made in black and white, so I'm just going to let it air just as you heard this week.
And we're recording. You ready? Here we go. This is the first ever podcast of Killer, K-Fled, and a six-pack. Why a six-pack? Well, that's
cheers.
Why. Oh, I had to drink my beer fast.
Oh, he drank before he cheers. That's bad luck.
Well, part of the problem is when I opened it up, it went up my nose. I get my nickname from The Ticket, because they call me Killer there. You get your nickname from your friends in college.
From my actual name.
Yes. Your is derived from your name. So, and sometimes the grocery store was, the parking lot was a hill, and every now and then people would take their own groceries out and they just put the cart in the parking lot and they kind of rested against their car, and as soon as they pulled away, the cart would start rolling. And if you're out there, you had to go try to get that cart, because if it hit another car or something, it was your butt. You know, you got in trouble. So should we say how we decided on the name of the podcast? It's our names and a six-pack. I think we've got a little chemistry going right now. Rambling, having fun. I don't care what anybody else thinks. Uh-huh. But as I was saying, I like zombie movies. Dawn of the Dead, Land of the Dead, all that stuff.
Land of Hurt.
And
can we get to the point already?
Well, I'm getting to the point because you called it a bunker, and I'm like, man, if this world was ever conquered by... How about we just say, hey, we're done. Adios. That work? Adios. We're done.
So he called his listeners a-holes at the end. Because that's very defiant.
Yeah, that's the way to bring them in, that killer.
That's in your face and now, and it shows that I don't really care.
Can I ask Killer a couple questions?
Oh, wow. Here's Michael Krennic ready to jump on the dog pile.
Yes, Michael.
Do they film every episode in a Zeppelin or just this one?
Yeah, just this one, hopefully.
The lack of technical quality is incredible when you consider
that it's like he's trying to throw
he's
off
an engineer.
The, yeah,
his base of expertise.
He's trying
if there's
to throw
one
off the
thing,
it should be crystal clear.
Like, I don't expect him to have good topics or to be able to tell a story succinctly or.
But it should be well wired.
Right. At least it should be very clear and it should sound like HD radio.
Well,
right?
My wife asked, was he playing a tuba during the whole podcast?
It's the worst engineering of any broadcast I've ever heard.
What happened, Killer?
There was a fan running in the background. Like, you know, I should have turned it off, and I didn't. So
too busy drinking.
There was a beer in my hand and a mic.
And a girl by your side, huh?
Yeah.
So does she know your true intentions about all this?
Is to score with her?
Oh, I love it. I love it, love it.
So if you want to hear Killer drink beer, talk about nothing.
Burp.
Try to get a girl to like him while he burps and shows her that he has a I don't care about the world attitude. Watch me.
I have to tell you, I openly cheer for Killer. He's a very good dude. And also at Ticketstock, for instance, backstage you can see he's in a big battle with some of the promotions guys on who can hit on the ticket chicks harder and who has a, you know, and when watching any sporting event, isn't it more exciting if you pick a favorite team just to watch instead of just tuning in?
So you're rooting for Killer?
I'm rooting for Killer.
Who's the other guy? Trey, the promotions guy?
Yeah, Trey from promotions, who seems like his major job objective up here is a ticket chick. And then Will swoops in
like,
and Irwin.
That's on his resume? When you put on the top,
I can't prove
professional
it.
Objective.
I can't prove it, but
is this
man.
To nail a ticket chip?
I didn't say that.
No, not a.
I
not one.
Multiple ticket chips.
As many as I can.
Let me just say, if any of these guys are involved in the hiring of ticket chicks, we need to be investigated
because there's a casting couch somewhere.
Yeah, but of all the guys at the station, I'd like to
now
see
start crying.
You know, work a relationship with a ticket chick.
I need to see pain.
I'm pulling for Killer.
Pain.
Me too.
Thank you,
what that has to do with this, I don't know.
Oh.
But I just wanted to get that on the record. So Godspeed, Killer.
This is something I thought I needed to do to get some experience in and stuff. So.
Oh, okay. So this has nothing to do with finding a wife.
No. This is because...
That'd be a nice side benefit.
Yeah, that'd be a great benefit on the side. But
now, you know what?
I'm told I need experience, so I'm trying to get some experience.
Honestly, seriously, for all the people that ask us... This is the way to do it. I don't know if we necessarily always need an audience for practice, but yes, the best way to learn how to broadcast is to broadcast, right?
Yeah. And this way also I put it out there and people can tell me what
enough.
I need to work
that's
on.
Enough.
And what I need to
that's enough.
See you, Killer.
And someday when he's anchoring the NBC Nightly News, we'll have his first podcast.
with a beer in his hand.
With a beer in case.
Yeah, whatever. Right. Hey, F you, America.
You know, an open Libya.
I don't even care. You know, I'm just drinking.
The first news anchor to...
What are they doing in Egypt?
So just be pounding beers during the news.
Cake stand.
Yeah.
In Egypt, who cares?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Here's my advice, too. Movie review. Don't review these gay movies that you see and you're trying to make this girl think that you're all well-rounded. I want to hear about Grandma's Boy and Beer Fest.
Beer Fest, right. That's you, Killer.
Top beer movies
of
all
time. If you
want
to go classic, bring up Dumb and Dumber or something like that. You know, whatever you got to do, but just know your demo. There you go.
Yeah, lay off the Sex in the City, Killer.
All right, no more Sex in the City.
Get after it, Killer.
All right, thank you, boys.
Godspeed.
Bye.
Bye, Killer.
Hang up.
Is he in Arizona?
No.
He's like down the hall?
No.
No.
Okay.
He refused the assignment. He's got to work on his podcast.